Nick, I appreciate you joining me. Tell me about Seafield Dew.
Thanks, Hank. Yeah, Seafield Dew. I think if you look at the great visionaries, you know, of human enterprise, whether it's sportsmen, you know, entrepreneurs, or you know, people in business and commerce, I think once you understand that process, I mean, you know, let's talk golf here for a little bit. You look at Jack Nicklaus. The first thing he used to do was go to the movies. And then, you know, he used to see that famous picture of the ball up in the air, you know, see, and then he used to feel how he would manifest, you know, that shot to happen. So he went, he got the emotional muscle behind it. He obviously had the visual interpretation. And then lastly, you know, probably better than anyone else in history, he went ahead and he executed it, you know, with total conviction.
Right.
And I think, you know, that execution, you know, whether you're trying to pull a deal off or trying to pull a golf shot off or trying to inspire people in leadership, I think that execution can only happen once you've really flooded your system with a lot of visual information, okay, and you've got that emotional intelligence. So when I now keynote to companies, I actually teach them how a lot of things we do in golf, you and I, how we actually get people to manifest golf shots, which I think hitting a great golf shot is a lot more difficult than presenting, you know, a leadership kind of conference. You know, when you're trying to move a driver down there 285 yards, you know, first hole at the Bears Club.
No doubt about it. Okay, so Seafield Dew. What do you think it is about Tiger Woods where he has so much difficulty on first tee shots? He hit his first, you know, he's hitting it great. Everybody said he's hitting it so good on a practice tee. And Dada, you watched him yesterday on the practice tee. And then he gets on the first tee and he hits his first tee shot. I've played that hole with him probably 250 times, 249 times. He's hit it perfect. Down there 50 yards in front of the green with a driver. He tees off with three when he hits it out of bounds. But I never saw him hit a bad tee shot on the last hole when he really, really had to have it. What do you think it is about him going from the practice tee to the first tee?
Yeah, there's a huge breakdown there in terms of what, you know, the information that the brain is feeding the body. I guess the simplest way to put it is the difference between playing golf swing and playing golf. You know, everything was on the line. All of the minutiae and all of the, you know, sort of like narrow internal feelings. You know, remember you can get wide external, wide narrow, wide, you know, internal narrow feelings. I think what happens is when he's on that tee box in that first tee situation, like he was yesterday, I think his thinking is very narrow internal, and therefore he loses his, you know, exactly what we say. He's losing his pictures. Everything is so very introspective that even the thought of targeting in an authentic way kind of goes out the window. So, yeah, I think that's what happens with him. And I think when there's more on the line, his eyes are more out there in a very narrow external sort of way. He's focused. The lens has changed. And I think that's, you know, you listen to Jack in his, you know, everything was an intermediate target and that going to the move, everything was out there. It wasn't inside. And I think he's playing golf swing.
Yeah, it's amazing because he at the end, I mean, it's just I never saw him hit a bad shot, but the first tee, it just for some reason he had trouble with it. Do you think he can return to number one in the world with what you've seen?
Honestly, no, I don't. No,
Rory's too good.
Well, Rory and 20 other guys.
Right.
You know, you know, I really think I always used to say, and in fact, I'm writing a new book at the moment, I always used to say that the last room a top sportsman goes to is entitlement, right, where you feel in, you go there with so much confidence and so much prowess, you feel entitled to win that tournament. I don't believe that's true now. I believe the last room a top businessman and a top sportsman go to is intimidation. You know, you look at, and I think, you know, Rory posting these Twitter pictures now of him pumping the weight and looking absolutely sharp and, you know, just almost mocking. I mean, even Ricky Fowler did it the other day, you know, talking about Tiger coming back. He said, you know, he's getting up there now, you know, and
He did say that.
It's a different landscape now. And I think Rory, in particular, really understands now that he's got his business plan really together, where he can now say, okay, you know, come and get me if you can, but I don't believe you will. But I mean, Adam's playing great, Justin's playing great, Henrik's playing great. It's not, you know, it's like Jack, Arnie, Gary plus 10 others.
Yeah, it's different than it was, no doubt. I mean, who do you see as the top young players in the game today? Johnny Miller, one of your favorites. He said Ricky Fowler's the top American player. Ricky Fowler's won one golf tournament. Now, I love Ricky Fowler's game. I love him as a person. I think he's just phenomenal for the game of golf. I think he's got incredible skill level, but he's won one tournament. Who do you see as the top young players?
Wow, that's a great question. Definitely. Obviously, I think Rory McIlroy, I think Jordan Spieth has got the ability to be a very...
Does he hit it long enough to be a top player, to be the number one player in the world, to make a run at number one?
I think so, because I've played Arworth a lot like you have. I mean, how does Zach Johnson, with his length, shoot 3 or 4 under like he did yesterday?
Well, he shot 5 under, but they're playing so far up. I mean, they're playing... Did you see what they hit into 14? I mean, that hole's like, I was hitting 6 irons into that hole. They almost drove it on the green.
Yeah,
and they got the tees up so far. I mean, I don't know, but I'm interested in your thoughts. I mean, Jordan Spieth. It seems to me that the only he's got it mentally, no doubt about it. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. The question is, does he have the length? He can obviously improve his technique. But can a player today without the great length, the game has changed so much, you're spotting Rory McIlroy 30, 40 yards a tee shot. I mean, that's a lot to overcome for anybody.
No, I think length is the difference maker. I mean, you look at tennis, you look at the Williams sisters, their dominance is basically born out the fact that they smash the ball harder than anyone else. End of story. But what's important to someone like a Spieth, though, and especially his coaches and what have you, is to make sure you know what kind of your identity as a player. I think players go down the wrong path when they try and be something they're not.
Right.
So if you are a chess playing golfer like a Langer, like a Spieth, to a degree like Justin a couple of years ago, you have to make sure that that's how you play golf. That's your identity. So I have to say, I think the landscape really in the next 5 years, I think belongs to Rory McIlroy. I think belongs to Adam Scott. I think belongs to Justin Rose. I think belongs. And I'm not mentioning any Americans here.
No,
okay,
no.
But I have to say, as it is, Ricky Fowler is going to be a good player, but is Ricky long enough? It's another question altogether.
Right. Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, the European players have dominated. They've clearly done it in the Ryder Cup. Of course, that's a whole other subject. But I want to have you on again. I enjoy talking to you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Hank, I really enjoyed it, and I think what you're doing for the game is great. I think spreading the word and what have you, and let's us understand all the technicalities, but give a simple message out all the time. I think that's the key.
There you go. Thanks so much. That's Nick Bradley. Nick Bradley is a keynote speaker, golf instructor. Follow him on @TheNickBradley on Twitter. You can go to his website, Nick Bradley Golf. Check out his great keynote message. See, feel, do. Nick, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Hank. Take care.